Well, I have no idea if this is actually going to work or if it's going to be Garbo. But let's see if it works. Well, my best friend has found a new girlfriend, so that's good. Or I don't know if it's a new girlfriend, new love interest at least. I'm gonna be doing kitchen things. Might be too loud. I don't know. I hope it's not. But if it is, too bad. Oh, this is used. Every turn of surprise. That's actually hilarious. But yeah, I'm happy for him. Not recently. A while back, he broke up with his girlfriend, so. Been a little tough on him. I hope he's gonna take a little more time to think about life in general, because I think he's what you call a serial monogamist, or I don't know if that's an actual word. It's at least what popped up into my head, because he seems to find people as soon as he's done, like, very, very quickly after he has a breakup. And I mean, not that there's anything wrong with that, but I did get the vibe from him that he kind of wanted to live a bit on his own, you know? So I hope that he won't rush into this. But yeah, not really my decision to make, you know, so. Might as well take that out because I'm gonna use it later. Does this fit? No, it does not. That's what he said. Or she. The hell, there's beer in here? Oh. Nasty old beer. Right. So you guys are getting a super good impression of me right now. And, so awesome. Nah. Is serial monogamous a word? Repeatedly monogamous. Serial dater? Nah. It's an opposite word of... relationship chaser? I don't know. Is there something wrong with that? No. Why am I even bothering with this? It's not like there's any great point to what I'm talking about. Cuddlery first? Guess so. Cutlery. Man, one of my biggest fears would definitely be having something drop down and like impale me, like a knife or a fork. And you laugh and you say, well, forks can't do that. Yes, they can. They absolutely can. I haven't seen it, but my mom has. They were at a family party thing, and her uncle dropped a fork and somehow got it lodged in his thigh. Obviously, it's not the, you know, it's not just the, oops, I dropped it and it impaled me, like, must have been some kind of force behind it, but still, it happened. It happened. Let's see what he said. He said, I think that I can be like a cool kid. It's not a cool kid, but it's a good kid. I wish that I could be like a cookie. I'll have to take the trash out as well. Great. Great. What? It's insane. Well, that is crazy. If y'all haven't seen, and if you own any Bitcoin, sell that shit now. Holy crap. Wow. I do not know. Imagine if you had 10,000 Bitcoin before Japan made it a legal currency. That could be crazy. I could be a multi-millionaire right now. I remember that happened in the early days of Bitcoin to some dude who bought Bitcoin in the early days when it first came out and then forgot about it. And then boom, suddenly he has a fortune. Man. Oh no, I forgot. Oh, ass. Well. Wow. What do we have here? Oh my God, this water is so nasty. Ew. Ew. Worst idea ever. This t-shirt is driving me crazy. It's driving me crazy. Nope.
Fuck a bitch to pass the time. Mass appeal, orange line, smoke your green. I'm spending mine. The beat is which is brutal. Hope you wear this shit is broken. E come in her face. Now there's poetry in motion. Yeah, yeah, be no man. Bitch, you are just a dog walker. Beating with your girl when we last seen each other. Yeah, you fucking with the baddest. Let me tag to Rihanna, bad girl. On her knees, she don't wanna come near me. And my dick is too big. That's a big bang theory. Got a picture in my eye. What do y'all think? Why y'all niggas mess up me? I'm in the area of pink. Yeah, I am just a rapper. And you could have fooled me. I'm the shit. There will be no Armenian girls on my sofa. Yeah, I'm just a white girl. Sometimes we get together. Need a big chick though. So it's black and yellow. Black and yellow. Love is a trend. But fucking is a sport. All the Asian girls here. Minority Report. Put your team on the map. Play good with the report. Niggas fighting on my tracks. Need a knife and a board. We the illest bit of us. Get a check. Grab your words unless we fucking in our paper. All the food on the earth, man. I got the pussy that was insane. So insane, it's the enemy of Batman. I got money, niggas roll me back and come and cross it. And I'm out of shit, coming out the backside of a rocket shit. It's monster shit, you do tell me I was in my blackness. It's respond to this, niggas wants to be for now. Like sausages, chilling with my N-words. Say it like a white kid. Yes, your booty's big as hers. Say that to my white bitch. So she don't get embarrassed. My dick is made of cash. I'm in honey, so forget it. No, I do not want to talk to you. Go away. Oh, gonna watch that later. It's a good song. One of the best ever made, honestly.
Oh, no. reach out to me. Still in these dreams I see the road leads back to you. Georgia, Georgia, no peace at home. An old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind. Old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind. The song was as sweet and clear as moonlight through the pines. As moonlight through the pines, yeah, baby. Other arms reach out to me. Other eyes smile tenderly. Still in peaceful dreams I see the road leads back to you. Blessed Georgia, Georgia, Georgia. No peace of mind. Still in peaceful dreams I see the road leads back to you. I wish I could sing properly. I really wish I could. I'd love to be a singer. You know, I can't. I suck at singing, but doesn't matter. It's that old sweet song. I mean, you embarrass yourself every now and again, you know? Well, it's a part of everything in life. I said a old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind. Boom. want some more Ray Charles. Ray Charles. What's that called? Oh yeah. Got a woman in way over town who's good to me. Oh yeah. Hey, I got a woman way over town who's good to me. Oh, oh yeah. She gives me money when I'm in need. Yeah, she's a kind of friend in me. I got a woman, well, town, feels good to me, oh yeah, she give me love early in the morning, just for me, oh yeah, she give me love early in the morning, just for me, oh yeah, she give me love. Wow, she's so tenderly. I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh yeah. Swing it.
Actually still work. Make remixes of good songs. It's wrong. How to tell a fitness YouTuber sucks. I'm gonna save that for later. That looks fun. Oh, that's such a good cover, though.
Se mere om Erik Damgaards nye lynhurtige økonomisystem på unikonta.dk.
No, won't do that. Fuck you and your stupid ads, piece of shit.
Working against me. wants to pin me down.
Wants to pin me down.
Oh, I never know what makes a man hard love as hard as I can stand. Dream of ways to throw it all away. Oh, gravity. Against me.
This needs to get thrown out.
Gravity wants to pin me down. Oh, twice as much ain't twice as good. Can't sustain.
Can't sustain.
But one half could.
It's one of more.
It's going to pin to my knees. Ba-da-doo, ba-da-doo. Ba-ba-da-ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba- Twice as good.
So annoying with these stupid ads. I don't think I've ever seen a commercial for something on YouTube that I actually wanted and went out and bought.
I am lady in black.
I held my tongue as she told me, son, fear is the heart of love. So I never went back. If heaven and hell decide that they both are satisfied, illuminate the nose on the vacancy sign. There's no one beside you when your soul departs. I will follow you to the dark. You and me have seen everything to see, from Bangkok to Calgary.
So, some of you might know, and most of you probably don't, because I don't talk about death too often. But I have a lot in the last month or two, but that's mostly been real life. But recently, Hannah and our semester project, which was a bit of a hassle. Interesting, but it was, how do you say it? It was a tough project. Was a lot of really long days at the end, because it basically came down to me and another guy to get it done in a group of seven. I don't know, you guys might have very different semesters in college over there, or university or whatever. I can't tell the difference. But it was a very interesting project, I thought, because it was a discourse analysis of how the rhetoric for politicians within a certain field of Danish disability and like in a certain field of Danish politics that has to do with disabled people being integrated in the workforce, and it was very interesting to see how the discourse, I suppose, had changed from when the first early age pension was introduced in 94. Because back then they made what I'm going to refer to as early age pension. So basically means that you would be able to retire and live off of government funds at an early age, because you
one way or another, weren't able to have a normal job. Could be anxiety or depression or some other form of mental illness. A lot of heavily mentally ill people are on it, because, well, if you suffer from schizophrenia, you don't really have many options, you know, or should I say debilitating, because I'm not sure all of it is, but, yeah. Or if you're severely physically handicapped, you might also not be able to afford a home for yourself. So the government provides that. Anyway, that was back in 1984. They basically took three different pension types and lobbed it under one. And then that was to serve as, you know, a less bureaucratic version of things, because they lobbed more people under the same branch, if you want to call it. Which also coincides with the fact that back in 84, the welfare state mind was a lot more prominent than it is today. It's still here, but it's a lot more neoliberal today than it was. And we were actually able to prove that in the way they speak and the way they spoke, that there's been an actual change in how this group of people is addressed in the public sphere. Because back then, and in, under the welfare state theory, if you're part of the Gemeinschaft, Fellesskap, what the fuck do you call that in... if you're a part of society, you're able to be happy. That's the philosophy. Like, as long as you're part of the group, a part of society, able to participate, you'll be happy. That is a whole other issue with a different type of exclusion that they had back then. Because what about the people that can't be part of society? Aren't they excluded? But yeah. But back then, there weren't any real, quote-unquote, criterias for you to be a part of society. For you to be happy, for you to be healthy, just, you know, exist and take part in the world. But now, the rhetoric has changed to, you can't be happy unless you have a job, because your happiness and your ability to be healthy and your ability to exist, I suppose, it's all dependent, and being a part of society, I meant, it's dependent on you being a part of the workforce, of you having a job. That's the metric that you have to measure up to in order to be happy. So in 84, they made the first law. Then in 2000, they made some initiatives that were more liberal. And liberal is not, I would say, necessarily a good word in Danish. So, and then from 2000 to 2003 that was kind of built upon. They made the first reform of the early age pension reform, where they introduced, no, flex jobs were introduced in 98, actually. But it was emphasized a lot more. They made criteria that you had to reach and all sorts of stuff. And then in 13, they made a really big revamp of the system where now you basically can't get early age pension under 40. And they're trying to have these resource courses where you try to capitalize on the resources that you have available. And these can take up to 5 years, and then you can add some stuff to that. And all research, and I mean all, because that's what I haven't studied all of it, but all of the stuff that I've been able to look at so far indicate that this does not work. It does not, in fact, make people happier. It does not, in fact, get many more people to work. And it sets up a criteria that in order to be a part of society, you have to work, and the people that can't work, which is a lot more than the people that, couldn't just take part in society in some way. So it's a lot more exclusionary now, and that's a bad thing, because it means that we're... stigmatizing or marginalizing at least a group of people that previously weren't marginalized a lot or as much. And so the discourse analysis indicated that they've gone from, well, from what I already talked about, but also that they've gone from talking about people as patients in some kind of way, like, they can be cured of whatever illness, to just being a wide variety of people, citizens, persons, blah, 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 kind of indistinctive blob of people. And it's weird. It's this liberal mindset that everyone has to be... they're individual person, and that means that there's a whole lot more bureaucracy around this. They're trying to save money all the time, but the more quote unquote sophisticated the system gets, the costlier it gets. Yeah. So they're trying to bring a lot more people into the workforce, of which I think 3% of the people that actually have taken part in these systems have achieved a full-time working job. The rest have probably had negative experiences with it, because if you keep getting to a place and you keep trying to work and it doesn't work, and you're gonna be hopeful in the beginning, but that's not gonna last. It's definitely not gonna last 5 years. So, all research indicate, or at least the research I've read, that this is a shitty fucking idea. That it's not beneficial at all for society or for the people that are partaking in these things. I mean, I get the initiative, because it's basically, we don't want to put people on this early age pension if they have a chance of participating in life. Which sounds pretty fucked up in a way, but that's how they phrased it. They don't want to, freeze them in the pocket of early age pension retirement. But at the same time, they're just doing the opposite. They're making their lives worse.
They're not helping them at all.
And it just sucks.
I don't like it. Not one bit.
You know what instead they should do? They should provide better options for people with mental issues so that they can actually try to work on it and through that possibly become a part of the workforce. But I definitely do not think that that is the way to go. Just forcing people to join. It's a shitty thing. You know, the most fucked up thing about it is, in the discourse analysis or discourse theory that we used from Laclau and Mouffe, whatever, how you pronounce it in English, they have several theories about, or several concepts of how discourses affect people, or more like how they affect singular persons. And it's so easy to see how now there's what they call fragmentation, and how the leftist parties here speak, because they're interpolated by two different discourses, a neoliberal discourse and a social democratic discourse, where they're trying to fight for hegemony, or whatever you want to call it, for the singular person. And it's so easy to see how the two different things are conflicting people, because we're conflating. I don't know, but there's two very distinct types of discourse in their speech. There's the social democratic, where they keep talking about, you know, the society and how with my social democratic glasses, blah, 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 blah. And then there's all these ideas of neoliberal stuff, like, you know, have, you need to get as many to work and blah, 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 and you need to bureaucratize and shit. It's so fucking, it's crazy. It's like brainwashing. And as I already said, liberal is not a good word in Danish as far as I'm concerned. Like over here, liberals are the baddies. Especially the liberal conservatives. That's where all the old people vote. Well, not entirely, but quite a bit of them. But I think a lot of the more conservative, more xenophobic parties have changed over the years and aren't as liberal anymore. They have elements of both social democratic ideas and liberal ones, which is kind of weird, but that is how it works.